Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday, and if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers.
Hi there, welcome. Hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money. That was interesting, coming from the Santa Rosa police. That was not this week, but I just wanted to give you that clip because I thought it was an interesting, good clip. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? I have Uncle Milty. I have Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, who joins us every Thursday at this time for the first segment of the show. I'm really grateful you're on with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Everybody's getting very emotional, not very logical, but very emotional this week. And we're seeing a lot of people act really erratically because they don't quite know what to do with all the emotions that, if you watch the news cycle, you're going to get very emotional. And we're watching a lot of this play out in America again. And so after 10 years on the air, I have to say that the political use of these events and what they do to manipulate the public is beyond reproach. I don't even know what to say about it anymore because we've had these conversations. What are your thoughts and feelings a couple of days later?
Well, you know, just remember, any information that you get is suspect since Congress was allowed to pass the Smith Modernization Act.
Amen.
Which opened the door for the federal government to use our tax dollars with the intent, I want to make that very clear, with the intent and purpose of manipulating the American people.
Yeah, never
that's,
held
that's
legally
the
for
the entire purpose of that. And I would like to say from a political perspective, it was not Barack Obama who made the Smith Modernization Act law, which is a lot of the conservative propaganda that's going on. It was actually a Republican majority House and a Republican majority Senate that nearly unanimously sent it to the president for signature.
That's a good point. I'm glad you said that, because both of the both sides of the aisle are completely screwed up. So,
but you know, you've got Beto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Irish O'Rourke. running around and threatening Governor Abbott and making a total, you know, mm-hmm. jerk of himself about gun control, when in reality, once again, this is not a gun control issue. And I want to know, as sensitive as these gun control advocates are about, you know, human life and human rights, when are we going to start having the discussion about how our schools and our doctors, who are funded by the pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. are over-medicating our uh-huh. children? Can I remind you that the kid at Sandy Hook also shot his mother and then went on a shooting spree? This guy shoots his grandmother, although I did see in another portion of an article that it may have been his mother. I think the journalists are a little bit confused on the facts of this case, but mm-hmm. who knows? But who shot his grandmother and then did this? Both of those students, including the shooter at Parkland, mm-hmm. The Stoneman Douglas shooter, were all on the same types of ADHD antidepressant medication. This kid was on three different pills.
Mm-hmm. I think all three were co-opted by intelligence agencies that were controlling all three of them. But that's my personal
opinion. Well, it wouldn't be a difficult thing to do, as mm-hmm. heavily medicated as they were.
Yep.
I mean, I have a really good friend. Her name is Gigi Bowman, and she wrote an amazing article. Kate, I'm going to send it to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't brag on other people's articles, you know, without a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost her daughter
mm-hmm.
because of these medications. Her daughter was not shot by a shooter. Her daughter was on these medications and hung herself from a tree like 2 weeks after being on these medications.
Mm.
So she has made it a purpose as her, you know, because she trusted these doctors.
Right.
She trusted the schools. And now, because her daughter died, she started doing the research about this and found out how all these things happen to these children on these medications.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be hard pressed to find someone who engages or who is alleged to have engaged in these activities that's a young person that are not on these mind altering
right.
drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the question we need to be talking about, not about gun control. This is not a gun control issue. This is, what are we doing to the minds of our children, especially the most vulnerable minds mm-hmm. of our children, who are already chemically imbalanced?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or we should also look at the intelligence agencies co-opting a lot of people. There's a lot of word on the street that he worked for ICE, that he was a lookout for ICE. And that could
be. Come on, now, you've looked at all these things, Kate, mm-hmm. and any educated person who looks at them. The majority of them, mm-hmm. the FBI was tracking before this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
yep.
they had them on their sites for
yep.
some random, undisclosed reason.
Yeah.
And then yet they allowed this to happen?
Yeah. So yesterday,
you've got to be freaking kidding me.
Yesterday, when I brought up some of the points, we had a caller call in, and he's done this before. Every time he doesn't want me to speak out about something, he says I discredit myself by bringing up these questions, like the timeline didn't make sense. We didn't see any aerial photography of anything happening that we were told in the press. All of these things. And no way that an 18-year-old untrained kid can be that kind of a marksman and not leave anybody injured if it just everybody died and died all within the same day. I mean, I don't even know if a trained marksman could do that. But there's a lot of questions, and I'm asking those questions, which is very uncomfortable for people. But the whole thing about silencing everybody, you're not American if you're not just feeling empathy, and if you possess any logic at all about this, or you ask the very most obvious questions, then you're very un-American. You're not uniting the country. You're not respectful of the dead if you do not feel a certain amount of empathy, change your profile pic, whatever the case may be. What's your thought and feeling on that?
You know, talk to me about empathy when you stop standing on the street corner telling women that they should murder their babies.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
You cannot teach a complete and total disregard for human life and then be offended and shocked by the disregard for human life.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better. So true. And you know, it's a bully tactic. It really is. And all it means is I'm a corruption denier. I deny all corruption. I deny my media would lie to me. I deny my government would lie to me, even after 100 years of false flags, some admitted to. And here we are again at the crossroads of an event that doesn't make sense. Way too many questions. And of course, the perpetrator's dead, between the ages of 18 and 29, and a total loner. And here we are again. For how many times is this in my 10 years or in your 12 years of speaking out? And we're still not allowed to say anything. And the only conversation anyone can have is compromise. Let's compromise, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. The only thing that's totally un-American about this discussion is the refusal to allow people to question. Questioning everything is a responsibility of a sentient human being.
Right.
Only robots and slaves question nothing.
Yep. You're right. You're right. Uncle Milty, thoughts?
Well, it's the same story over and over again. It amazes me that people can't see it.
I know.
It just amazes me.
We have under 1% gun violence in the country. We have about 14, 15,000 deaths per year gun violence. Actually, it went down. And gun violence is the least of our worries. And everybody's willing to go stomp around and take everybody's gun out of their home in order to solve this emotional problem that they're having over this. I'm not saying
but
don't
that's
feel
the
empathy.
Problem, Kate. The real problem is the pharmaceutical companies, the power they wield, and the medicating of our children. And that's something we could get emotionally worked up about if we actually talked about it. You know, that could be an emotional thing. But the problem, you know what the problem is, Kate?
What?
That is actually a solution. Because you see, disarming people is not a solution. Disarming the people has proven that it actually increases the chances of something like this happening, which increases the power and wealth of the politicians, because now they have something to campaign on. But if you show what the real problem is, the medicating of our children, then you actually have a solution. You have something you can investigate. You have something that you can correct. But that actually takes power and money from the politicians because the pharmaceutical companies are funding their homes, their vacations, their cars, and their million-dollar lifestyles.
And you know what question you'll never hear on the media this week, not once, or by one government official, even on the right, is if everybody was armed, you would never have the threat of anything because everyone's armed. This is why we have under 1% gun violence in America, and why it's always stayed low is we have over 90% gun ownership. This is the reason, but nobody ever equates that in the press. Uncle Milty?
You know, the medical issue is a big thing for me, too, because we saw it during COVID. Now we're seeing it again being brought up with these kids being drugged. What is wrong with the doctors going along with this today, too?
Yeah, but
wrong with the parents?
I kind of disagree in a way, though, because not everybody on meds is going to go pull off something like this. But if you are manipulated by an intelligence agency, the likelihood of thinking you have a job with them, doing what they say, or being manipulated by them, you would go in and do something like this. And why don't we ever talk about that? Because parents have come
here's the thing, Kate. I think there are some things that just people cannot come to realization to accept. And I'm talking about over-medicating these children irresponsibly. Is not just leading people to shoot. Parents need to know the numbers of these children who are committing suicide, who are self-damaging to themselves.
Yes.
If every life matters, then this is the kind of research we need to know.
Thank you, Chris Ann Hall. Go ahead.
Not only that, but when they give these kids these drugs, what they're telling them is your child is acting too much like a child.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. ChrisAnnHall.com. ChrisAnnHall.com.
God bless you guys.
Liberty First Society. LibertyFirstSociety.com. Go get some training. Be right back. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Rose hiding nearby, whispering, do or die around me.
Ghost in the Machine, the creepy new ad for the elite teams that they say all the world's a stage, who's pulling the strings, and we're in the shadows. Okay. Nothing creepy about that, right? That's their new ad. Has everybody in clown masks standing in the woods looking at everybody saying, who's pulling the strings? We are.
There's something about that background noise that makes my spine tingle.
Yeah, me too. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, we'll take your calls because I know we really need to. I really want to hear you voice some things on this. But I do want to mention, look, you only have a very short window to go grab those slippers. $90 off. So you're paying like $40 for them. I mean, you guys do it because they're that great. Go to mypillow.com/Kate. But you have to do that in order to get the deal. And this is for Father's Day for any gifts. What a great gift this makes. Grab some for Christmas, too, because I've never seen them do $90 off. They're doing that special for Father's Day. And grab yourself some, too, because you'll love them. And they're made with genuine leather, and they help fight fatigue. It's like walking on two clouds, except you're supported. You'll want to wear them outside, too. They have moccasins. They have slip-ons. But you get $90 off. But you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate, okay, in order to get that deal, because not a lot of people are privy to that deal. And they run a little small, too, so go up a size. I would go up a size if I were you, if you want them to fit like slippers. But go to mypillow.com/Kate and get that deal while they still have it. They're going to close that up pretty quick because I know they're selling a lot of them. So make sure you get in on that. Okay, let's just for a second kind of go through some of the things that are huge questions. And one of the things that reinforces these questions, we were just talking about this on the break, they keep having too many people have questions right now. So right now, the press is very busy trying to squash stories. The biggest one right now today is, why was Border Patrol there and why did they kill the suspect at a school? It's a great question to ask. I think he was working for them. That's my gut feel after what I've read. But they came out, Texas Tribune came out with this huge story about it, and it was basically this. Nothing to see here, folks. It happens every day in Texas. And the reason it happens every day is because the Border Patrol, ICE, just happened to be their elite tactical team, just happened to be houses away looking at stash houses in Uvalde, town of 15,000 people. And they were so close to the school that when the call came in that doesn't reach them, when the call came in to 911 but it doesn't reach them, they went over to the school and engaged in a gun battle with said suspect, who they said they took into custody, but then later came back and said, oops, yeah, he was dead. And we just happened to be there, but that's totally okay. It's the Border Patrol tactical unit that I've heard he worked for, and that's how he got his body armor, his guns, $5,000 worth of guns, bags of ammunition, he left bags, and the Ford 250 as an 18-year-old in high school. Okay. So it's totally normal. And they even said not out of the ordinary. They're at stash houses all the time by schools, especially when a shooting happens.
I want to make a real quick point here. Mm-hmm. We're asking mm-hmm. these questions. It does not mean we don't believe children were killed. It does not necessarily mean we think it didn't happen. We're asking questions about the inconsistencies that are so obvious that they make your head spin off your shoulders.
Yeah. And I really hope everyone's asking these questions, because the Border Patrol, the tactical unit, just showing up like that, there's something wrong here.
What were U.S. Marshals doing there?
Just happened to be in the area at a stash house?
U.S. Marshals?
Yeah, that's the word on the street. That the radios crackled with a request for aid. Boy, before the cops even got there, how did they know they needed aid? Because the school said everything was fine.
School said everything was okay.
So that doesn't make sense, does it? Okay, so let's just kind of go through just for a second the things. The timeline doesn't make sense. School district sends out a message. And then, I think too early, because then the authorities say it happened 13 minutes after that. And then 11 minutes later, the school puts out a message that says everything's great. We're fine here at Robb Elementary. Something's going on in the area, but it's not affecting us. We're in lockdown, but we're fine. 20 minutes after that, in the middle of an hour and a half shootout, the kids are somehow, some way transported with no buses or anything to the Civic Center, with nobody seeing, even the media that was there. Okay.
21 people dead. Not one photograph of a bloody room?
Nothing. Not one
gurney.
You
know how much blood there would have to be?
I know. Not one gurney, not one person struggling to live, not one person anything. It's everyone dead. And you'd have to be a pretty trained person to be able to go in to do shots like that, right? And now they're asking for DNA evidence. They can't identify that. I'm sorry, but something seems very off with that story.
They would all have to have been headshots to not be able to identify anyone.
I remember at Sandy Hook, they said that they couldn't identify any of the children, and they had all closed caskets. So, we're seeing that again. Okay. Also,
Pretty good shot.
Pretty good shot at 18 with no background. He had just gotten the gun. Okay. And nobody recovering. Everybody died before 5 o'clock on Tuesday. So that, I mean, wow. The odds of that happening are astronomical. And then they wanting DNA. So they're coming out with all the counter stories now. And I've had people message me over the last 48 hours, because I said these things on Alex Jones, some of these things on Alex Jones too. And nobody's really talking about a lot of the inconsistencies. We don't mind talking about them, and it makes us more American to talk about them and say there are plenty of inconsistencies and questions that everyone should have, because there's something very wrong with this narrative. what the government wants us to believe about it. So in false flags, you have deaths. You might not have deaths. You might have a mixture. You might have all kinds of scenarios, but the bad guy never gets blamed. And it looks to me like a situation, after all the reading I've done, that he might have worked for ICE as a lookout and maybe upping the ante a little bit. A lot of times we hear from people out there who have been groomed or suddenly befriended by intelligence agencies. Mentally, they might be off. Maybe the prescriptions. I heard he was seeing a shrink. And that they're maybe offered a job. And so they want to do whatever the people tell them to do. And it's a possible scenario here. There's no motive here. There's no motive for this guy to go into an elementary school. So if he was told that he was in a drill, if he told that he was being the little patsy that went in and then all of a sudden he's shot to death to shut him up, well, there's a scenario for you, isn't there? Something to think about. I'm just, if we don't start thinking and we just fall into let's be emotional and erratic and crazy and want to take everyone's guns and freedom away from them because of a cop letting this guy into the school, if that's what happened, then obviously he let him in for a reason. The door was locked. You don't just let a kid in with a rifle, unless maybe that kid worked for ICE. Anyway, all I'm saying is there's more to this story. Start asking questions and stop being so emotional that you can't ask questions and stop bullying other people that want to ask questions, because it's actually a really good thing to do right now since we've had a lot of these. And Chris Ann Hall mentioned the Smith-Mundt Act. Ever since 2012, they're able to legally get away with lying to you and using your money to do it.
CNN put out a story saying that there's four people hospitalized from the shooting. Mm-hmm. A 66-year-old woman in serious condition, a 10-year-old girl in serious condition, a 10-year-old girl in good condition, and a 9-year-old girl in good condition.
What's interesting is right after the shooting, they said that everyone was in good condition, like all the kids. Then all of a sudden you had not one, not two, not three, not four. You had, what, 19 deaths? 18 deaths? 19? That's really strange in a very quick span of time. That's the odds of that are just really astronomical. But
not unless it was an expert marksman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do that as an expert marksman, but this supposed perpetrator couldn't be an expert marksman.
No, because he's too young and
too young and had too many issues.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of practice to be that good a marksman.
I just wish we asked more questions about this. You know, nobody in the media is saying, gee, gun violence is so low in America because we're all armed. Nobody's saying, hey, why aren't people at schools armed? You know what I mean? I keep seeing the memes that float around that say we give all this money. You know, obviously we go arm everybody else. We arm Ukraine. We arm everyone else to fight battles. But you're not allowed to want to do that for anybody here against our own government or against, you know, the bad guys here. And that is true, except that what they're saying is put more money into school security. We already have money into school security. They have 5 resource officers at this Texas school who didn't do anything except let the guy in. And then they say, what, one guy was in the shootout? The story changes every 5 minutes. It's really hard to know.
Originally, I heard that it was a Border Patrol agent that got into the shootout with them outside the school.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original. And then now the story is a representative from that district was on Fox News this morning saying, oh, no, 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 there weren't even any shots fired until he was in the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a huge discrepancy there.
I had somebody say to me how you can't infer. I'm not allowed to infer that it didn't happen, even though there's no proof that it actually did really sent out to anyone.
You mean CNN's not proof?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Either is Fox News. So even though despite the aerial photography that doesn't exist or the people going into gurneys that doesn't exist, I mean, there really isn't any hard proof that what you're told is what you're told. But I'm not allowed to go that far. And that's considered that far to the person that wrote that. I'm not allowed to even utter those words. It's pretty amazing, actually.
But there is a video of a group of people we're told are parents yelling and screaming outside the school that they want to go in and save their children because the police aren't doing anything.
Interesting.
Why would they let them publish
that? I just really hope that as a nation, I don't know how many of these kinds of ones have to happen where nothing makes sense, but we're all told to shut up and just be emotional. I don't like that. Something's wrong. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
At my skin, the walls of night close in.
While the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
At the end, they show a ghost tap dancing with a clown face on, and then they show the military. Okay. What have we become? This is an ad to join them, but they're creepy and wearing ski masks, and they're standing in the woods saying, "Come join us. We're in the woods." This is an ad. What are we becoming here? That's my big question. And they even say at the end, "What are we?" And it says, "Psy war." Okay. Yeah, that's an ad. That's supposed to make you want to go be part of that. Okay. So welcome back to the show. I don't know what we've devolved into. It's not right, whatever it is. We've taken it to a whole new level, but, I want to mention Balance of Nature for a second because I love what they're doing. And that is taking 31 fruits and vegetables. I know you're not going to eat all those today, and they're taking it and they're condensing that into a product that you can take by capsule, and it's 10 servings and it's done. Like, you take that done, and then whatever you eat on top of that, bonus, right? For veggies and fruits, but your body's getting nutrition. And everyone I know that has been taking it doesn't get sick. Isn't that crazy? They don't get sick. So rare. And it doesn't last very long. So take this product. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. You got to put in the code Kate. You're going to get the most savings, up to over a third off. And free shipping. You're going to get a free health coach. I'd get the apple drink too, because it's full of turmeric and all these wonderful minerals and vitamins, and it can help regulate your sugar and help you lose weight, and it's helps your cholesterol. I mean, it does all those things that probably you have a lot of medications doing right now. Time to kick the medications to the curb and start taking a product that's healthy. Balanceofnature.com. A lot of people that are going on Balance of Nature are able to kick their stuff to the curb. Don't be dependent on pharma if you don't have to be. So all it does is, I think, create more side effects. Please go to balanceofnature.com. Let's solve some problems.
You know, while we're on that subject, did you hear about the letter Costco sent out about the food problem?
No.
There's a recall of a mozzarella cheese because the ingredient disclosure didn't indicate the cheese had milk in it.
Well, everybody.
And somebody who's allergic to milk.
Right, right.
Who doesn't.
Could have a
problem. Yeah, they don't know that milk's made from. I mean, cheese is made from milk.
Well, only a dipwad wouldn't know that. But yes, we have to cover the dipwad.
So we've got to recall how many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in cheese because a label is wrong.
Yeah, but I can solve the problem right now. Everybody just give up all their food.
Yeah. There you go.
Seriously, if you can just give up all your food, because otherwise you don't feel empathy for anyone that could be hurt by this. Give up all your food, everybody, and then we can solve the problem and be united.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes about as much sense.
I'm not a big one for reading those labels. Never have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I mean, some things are just what
right?
you eat.
I know. What America should be doing right now, it's really interesting the way the media manipulates, because really and truly, if we had an honest media and an honest government, you know what they'd be saying if this was if this really happened the way they said? Everybody go arm themselves and make sure you have multiple arms and make sure you can defend yourself if anybody ever did anything like this again. That would be a truthful government,
yep.
truthful media. That's what they would say in a land of the free and in a land of the armed and in a land of the self-defense. That's what you would say to a people. You're not hearing that at all. Not even one statement, not even one statement close. In fact, all they can say is gun control, get the arms out of, you know, from everybody. Makes about as much sense.
Which is a huge change, actually, now, because after Columbine and Sandy Hook, teachers were getting trained to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
If you brought that up now, they'd have a fit. What do you mean, armed teachers? We don't want guns in the school.
Yeah. Oh, teachers are the most interesting on this whole subject, because you're not allowed to say anything about this.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're totally in defense mode of the emotion. You're not allowed to say anything that makes sense about any of this. At all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Milty. Hmm. A while back, like three states on the East Coast, they recalled all these Caesar salads because apparently nobody knows that there's wheat and croutons.
Oh, well.
I mean, all those packages, all the work, all the food recalled and destroyed.
Yeah,
I mean, that's evil. Wasting food like that is evil. And as far as the kids, I wish they'd have Gulliver'd that clown. And the littlest kid climbs the top of the dog pile and rams a pencil in his ear.
There you go. Thank you.
Sometimes.
There you go.
Love you know, that's really a valid point, though. When there's a situation like this where it's just a mislabeling thing, why don't you just announce that, hey, if you're allergic to milk, don't buy this cheese.
Right.
No, we've got to recall it.
All of it.
What up?
Well, we only feel like we're taking action if the whole country is suspended from something or it happens to everybody. And that's exactly what we're dealing with in America right now. And that really goes to show you that if the logic was logical, right, then if the story was logical, then the next car accident recipient that was killed by car, we would all give up our cars in tribute and an emotion to the victim.
Because it's the car's
fault. Because it's the car's fault. And I know you probably heard this on other shows today, and I hate sounding like other shows because we truly are, I think, one of the only shows that's brought up the timeline, right?
Yeah.
And I brought it up on Alex Jones. We brought it up on this show. Nothing about what happens makes sense. There's no real footage to prove any of it. If you were a cop and you or a defense attorney and you actually had to go prove this in court, could you do it with what you've seen?
Nope.
Without the media telling you what happened? Okay. So with that being said, you know, I don't want to turn into Columbo, but at the same time, wow, we're being told a lot of things, but we're not being shown anything at all, and nothing about it makes sense. So, of course, I'm in a question, and of course, I'm going to probably lean toward the fact that he was extremely manipulated into this and probably met his doom thinking that he was in an exercise. That's my gut feel. I can't prove that. I can't prove it. But if you were to ask me off the air, what do you really think happened? I think he thought he was working for them, and I think he thought he was in the middle of a drill. I think the school thought they were in the middle of a drill, too. And then I think it goes too far. And then I think cities are awarded money. And I think that once the story's out, you can't reel it back in. So the husband of the teacher that they say died, that they showed three different pictures of her, three different pictures of Eva Morales, three different, totally different women. The husband suddenly died of a heart attack. And I might be severely jaded, but do you want to know what my first thought on that was? Oh, was he going to maybe speak up about something? Because it's really strange that that would just happen like that. Die of a heart attack a day after his wife is murdered, as far as the story goes. Hi, caller. I know. I must be terribly jaded then. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi. What's on
your mind?
I'm
jaded, too.
Are you? I know. Why do I think this way? Why do I think this way?
Because it keeps happening.
That's true.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
This event, every time, you know, I go away from it and then I come back and I'm doing research or whatever,
right.
It's just more and more and more questions. Questions on top of questions.
Yep.
That are unanswered.
That's the truth.
Here's one, and I don't know if you mentioned it. Uvalde has a 9-member SWAT team.
How many?
I didn't know if you knew this. 9 members in their SWAT team.
Interesting.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But they've got their picture, you know, they're all standing there with their ARs and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
They've been visiting schools in the months prior to this, talking about whatever, doing this, whatever they're doing. But the point is, they had a 9-member SWAT team in a town, a small town. I've been through the town. It's not that big.
15,000 people
and,
at most.
Right. And yet, you know, I've heard an account that it was 40 minutes that was going on where this shooter was inside and...
Yeah.
You know, the cops are keeping... I've seen video. I'm sure you've seen it. The parents that are just losing their minds trying to go in there.
Right.
You know, and there was one mother that was arrested because I guess she went over the line protesting, trying to go in and get her child. But I know we'll find more in the days ahead. I would say this. It's important to catch video... whatever alternative accounts and things like that early, like right now.
Right.
Because as time goes on, these things will disappear.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And, you know, do you guys remember in Parkland with that shooting that the FBI was trolling the area for quite some time before they were getting the layout of the school? They were there. They were there for some innocuous, weird reason, and they were doing some training. Does everybody remember that? Because it keeps happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just follow where
I have,
you go.
Let me tell you something about Parkland. I have an eyewitness account from a teacher that was in that building and talked about two men in black fatigues that were coming, that were in the hallways.
Yep.
I remember seeing that. I saved it to my hard drive. I go, this is going to disappear quickly.
Yeah. No.
And I have it on a hard drive. So good luck.
You're right.
Three-letter agencies trying to get it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the call. I love it. Thank you. In fact, they visited February 11th, 2020. Then they were back in March. And why were they there at the school so much? They didn't have anything going on that would have solicited the SWAT teams being at the schools to learn the layout of the schools.
Alex Del Carmen, the associate dean of the School of Criminal Justice at Tarleton State University in Texas, told a journalistic source that the universally accepted standard is that when an active shooter shows up, what will happen is law enforcement will engage the suspect until he is neutralized, period. That's the standard.
From the Uvalde Police Department, they said the Uvalde Police Department SWAT will be visiting the Uvalde schools, all of them, and local businesses throughout the day. The purpose of the visit is to familiarize themselves with the layouts of our local schools and businesses, even though they hadn't really had any events that would cause that to happen or be a concern. But anyway, SWAT members will be in full tactical uniforms, you know, so we can scare the crap out of the kids. And we did not want the public to be alarmed when seen all around the school. We appreciate the cooperation of all schools and businesses involved. I'm sorry, why are you there? What are you doing? Why are you there in full tactical gear? Why are you there? Something's wrong there, and we need to identify that. And the fact that they were at Parkland, same kind of thing. They were doing all kinds of training. And when I brought that up, oh, my gosh, high schoolers were killed. How dare I say anything? And I was like, are you kidding me? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
That previous caller was right about cell phone videos are the hardest thing to fake.
Yeah.
And because there's so many of them, it gives you a lot of truth from a different angle.
Yeah.
But there isn't any, maybe because none of this stuff happened.
Uh-huh.
because the first report I'm seeing coming out of Texas early was that one kid, guy, was in the parking lot with a gun, took a shot, and was taken out by a concealed carry person.
Yeah.
Then it blossomed from there. It's all, they're all faking.
How many ambulances did you see with gurneys going on the ambulances in the videos?
There was no real footage. I understand there was footage of parents, but none of them were, you know, looking distressed. So it's all being acted.
But that's a lot of kids that would have needed gurneys. I
mean, and also there's reports out of people living in Texas that these schools are locked down as a normal course. All the extra doors, I guess, you can't get in during school hours except for the main entrance, and that only allows you entrance to the Walmart greeter and the secretary.
Yep.
So, come on.
I know.
Nothing happened here, maybe.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. But see, I get crucified for saying that. You even bring up the possibility and don't go with all emotion. If you're not all in on the emotion game, oh gosh, heaven help you. Heaven help you forever thinking logically through this. You will be demonized. I've been demonized. I've gotten some hate mail. It's fine. It is what it is. I'm used to it now because we've done so many of these since I started, unfortunately. But what's interesting is even like with the Las Vegas shooting, and I was down there, everything I said ended up being what real... Oh, wow. Isn't it amazing how that always works out? Yeah, way more questions and answers, people leaving their jobs as police chiefs. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Way too many questions. But how dare I say anything right when that event happened? See, that's how it works, the demonization. It's okay. It's all right. I'll be unpopular. It's fine. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I was feeling really tired, really slow, no energy, nothing. Started taking it, and it was like, wow, something happened. I've been telling everybody I know about it. We're happy with the product, even my wife. At first didn't say anything. Now she's saying, oh, my gosh, I miss it. I go, how come? She goes, I'm tired. She goes, and plus my nails and hair were growing.
Well, I got more energy, I can tell you that, because I'm always active, whether I'm playing golf or working on the yard or pruning my palm trees. I still got them at 84. So I've got a lot of energy. That's what I like about the product. And like I say, I have no complaints.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.